The School for Young Men. No organization can assure a good future for an enterprise if its old, skilled employees are not willing to share their experience with young people. This principle was well understood already in the Middle Ages. The artisans, crafts and trade, organized in guilds, had a precisely planned education of young apprentices, thus transferring artisanal skills from one generation to another. Unfortunately, industry left this most important element of life, learning and education, to chance. Nobody actually paid any attention to a youngster starting work at the age of 14 in a factory. He arrived, was assigned simple tasks in the workshop, and he could learn qualified work on the machines only when nobody saw him, when the older, experienced workers left. He was thus on his own at that age, earning money, but the educational influence of school and often even his home ceased. Working in the industry, the young man was left at the most stormy time of his physical and mental development, entirely without guidance and advice by adults. The industry and all the people it employed suffered indeed by such disorganization. They suffered because they did not properly understand the facts. How could a man working in the workshop at the machines understand all the complexity of running a factory when he never had the chance to learn mathematics, accounting, business administration, etc.? How could the managers of the enterprise expect understanding and good advice from its employees when they did not bother to offer them the proper training in their youth? Barter, on the contrary, provided for the education of the young working generation in an original way. Having recognized the difficulties an enterprise is facing when the people it hires are not familiar with its general spirit and type of work, and well aware how little an unskilled worker can earn, he decided to establish a vocational school for 14 to 16-year-old boys. These boys, coming from all social classes of our society, did not have to pay tuition as long as they were not receiving any financial help from their families. On the following pages, I would like to present the fundamental ideas of that special school and acquaint the reader with its organization.